Wyatt Thompson joining me here, voice of the Kansas State Wildcats here at the Kansas State Catback Tour in Scott City, west of Scott City. And is this your 15th Catbacker Tour?
Hard to believe, isn't it? Yes, yeah. It is. It's pretty crazy. Just finishing up 15 years. I'll start 16 the 1st of June, I guess. And I've said this a million times coming out here. This is one of the coolest stops, probably the coolest stop on the swing. We love it. It's exciting to be back.
Well, of course, AD Gene Taylor, new AD Gene Taylor, is going to experience this for the first time here tonight. I'm interested to get his thoughts here. But it's been an interesting year for Kansas State Athletics. Mentioned a little bit about that, turning over a new athletic director. And how's the transition been so far here with Gene?
Well, I think it's been okay. In all honesty, he's just kind of getting started good. Still kind of learning everybody, to be honest with you, meeting coaches and administrators and kind of learning the K-State way. He was with us on Monday night in Dodge and last night in Garden and here tonight. I think he's going to be a real good fit for Kansas State. He seems to be a K-State kind of guy. I think he's really pretty impressive fella. Seems to be a guy who understands, you know, the process, and I think he'll be fine. You mentioned the year we've had, and I'm really proud of what K-State has accomplished. When you think about that football team and winning a bowl game, and volleyball goes to the tournament, men and women's basketball goes to the tournament. We just had women's track win the Big 12 outdoors. So, you know, it's highly competitive at our level, but we've had a really, really fine year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You step back in the grand scheme of things, how wonderful it's been. But I know there's a lot of buzz about football coming up, and rightfully so, a lot of excitement here. And I guess what's kind of the buzz maybe around the program and what you've heard from maybe some of the Catbacker Tours, your first two stops this week?
You know, I think everybody is excited for the obvious reason, and that is we've got a lot of good football players back. It's certainly going to be difficult to replace Jordan Willis and Dante Barnett and guys like that. But it's like that every year. You know, Coach Snyder's done a great job for a long, long time, and you're going to have to replace a few of them. But we've got a quarterback back who is coming off surgery, who I really think had a terrific year in Jesse Ertz. We've got some depth behind him there. We've got good running backs. Our offensive line going into this last year, we had basically four new starters, and all those guys are back, and that's exciting. We've got a good... We're probably as deep at receiver and at running back as we've been since I've been at K-State. A few more holes defensively, and yet we've got some really good football players there. One of the guys that we have here in Scott City, Trent Tanking, is a really, really good football player, and he's going to get an opportunity to start, I think, this fall for the first time. You never know how it'll play out, but I think we've got a really good club in just being blunt about this, I think Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and Kansas State are probably the three best teams in the league going in. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, that was been along my thoughts too as well, and it's going to be interesting here how that championship game goes. Do you like the thought of having nine games and playing the round robin and then playing a championship game with the opportunity possibly of maybe some teams playing back-to-back weeks?
Well, I guess I would say for the most part I like it, but I'm also not going to lie. I stood here and told you that I like the complete round-robin format too. I can see the pros and cons of each, Adam, to be real honest with you. I think the benefit for the championship game is if we have, say, a Kansas State, an Oklahoma, or an Oklahoma State in a position – late in the year where a win in this championship game could vault them into the Final Four, the college football playoff, if you will, that just augments everything we're doing. And I think that puts us on equal standing and footing with the rest in the Power Five. If nothing else, it does that.
Kind of shifting gears a little bit to women's basketball and men's basketball as well here, and they've had NCAA tournament runs last year. The women got to host first and second rounds this year. Scanford was unable to, and they reached the Final Four, but it seems like things are kind of on the upswing and a lot of buzz, especially with the women's program and what they've been able to do in Coach Mitty's first 3 years.
He's been really good, probably ahead of schedule a year ago when they made the tournament. To repeat and host this last year was, I know, a real thrill for them. Unfortunately, they ran into a kind of a buzzsaw in Stanford, a really good team, who captured that win against K-State and, as you said, went on to the Final Four, probably legitimately one of the top five teams in all of women's basketball. last year. But Jeff's done a nice job. They have a couple of big losses coming their way in Bree Lewis and Kindred Wiesman. But I know they're recruiting at a high level. They've got the rest of the core of their team back. And I think they really could have an awfully fine team this next year. And then I think in the subsequent second and third years out past that could even be better, as we see, you know, the Peyton Williams and some of those kind of the Eternity Willock type girls get a little more experience. On the men's side, you know, losing DJ Johnson is hard. Losing Wesley Owundu is hard. And yet I'm really excited. I think Isaiah Marie showed us late that he can play. He got better. We'll need him to take a step forward. Same with Dean Wade. Same with Kamau Stokes and Barry Brown. We've got some exciting young kids that nobody knows a whole heck of a lot about yet. And I think these guys will coach them up. But the league will be what it always is. It's going to be really good. We've got a really unique infusion of talent coming into the league. And we were a pretty young league, actually, other than probably Kansas a year ago. So basketball is going to be a hell of a lot of fun, too, if you want to know the truth.
Well, I agree. It is going to be pretty fun and entertaining, again, a nightly basis here. It's going to be kind of weird. Maybe this is probably the first year in a while we haven't heard about conference realignment talk.
Yeah, and I guess in all honesty, I don't think we will, like in our neck of the woods, until the grant of rights comes up. And we're a little ways away from that. I think that's the neat part about this. The grant of rights, for those who don't know, it's basically what I will describe as a television term. These TV contracts are basically locked in through 2021. So I don't think you're going to see any kind of crazy movement. Now, you're seeing it at the level below the Power Five, where you have Valpo as an example going to the Missouri Valley to replace Wichita State, who's going to the AAC. But at the Power 5 level, I think we are what we are through this contract. And then who knows after that?